Hey, back here on the Roots Music Project with Jeremy Baldwin, 89.1 WEMU, closing out that first set with Luke Winslow King from the great state of Michigan by way of New Orleans these days. But right now I am joined live in the studio by two guys who are going to be playing tonight a big show at Woodruff's here in Ypsilanti on Cross Street. It's a free show. It's part of the Ypsilanti Songwriters Festival, the 2013 edition. And so I'm joined here in the studio by Paul Birch and Peter Case. Welcome, guys. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks so much for getting up early and coming on out. You guys are both playing tonight, and let me tell you the schedule for tonight. At 9 p.m., there's going to be an interview with Peter, a Q&A session, so get all your answers ready. We'll practice today. And I think there's going to be a chance for people in the audience to ask you questions, so that's really dangerous.
Oh, man.
And then at 10 p.m., Paul Birch is going to be playing a set, and then 11 p.m., Peter Case is going to be playing a set. So a great night of free music, part of a great community event. The Ypsilanti District Library puts this on every year, the Ypsilanti Songwriter Festival. So I'm here in the studio, and I want to ask these guys a few questions and also let them play a few songs so you all can get a taste of what you're going to hear tonight and hopefully inspire you to come out and see it live for yourself. So, Paul, welcome back to Ypsilanti. I'm so glad that you're here. You took a year off from the Songwriter Festival.
I did. I was fired, and they hired me back.
They couldn't do it without you.
That's okay. Oh, they can do it without me. That's they wanted to make sure that they could, and they easily found out. They quickly found out, yes, we can do it without him. And
What's been going on in your world? I know you got a new record coming out.
It's true. I have a record coming out in November. It's called Fevers. That's my plug for it right there. It was recorded with my longtime group, the WPA Ball Club, and I produced it with one of my longtime band members, a fellow by the name of Fats Kaplan, who's a fiddle player, multi-instrumentalist, great friend of mine, who's also, Fats says hello, as I say hello to you too, Peter. And Fats has been in my orbit for a long time, but he's also been a member of Jack White's Buzzards and has been playing on a lot of Third Man Records releases. And he also has a new record I need to send you.
Yeah, I've heard
a
about
double,
that.
A double issue
yet.
Of a couple instrumental records he's had out, and he's sort of officially put them out, and it's terrific. So that is what I've been doing.
So look for that Fevers, huh?
Yes, yeah, Fevers.
I like that's
on
a good
Plowboy
name.
Plowboy Records.
Now, isn't Plowboy Records this label that's written or run by
Eddie Arnold's grandson? Yeah,
very cool,
terrific,
yeah.
Terrific fellow, Shannon. Eddie's a very interesting guy. You know, he's one of the first voices on the Grand Ole Opry who was really kind of, he sort of put an arm on the shoulder of a song rather than just try to blow it out the way Roy Acuff and Bill Monroe did. Mm-hmm. So he's a really interesting guy. He changed his singing as Nashville changed, and but he was really involved in the Nashville community, and his grandson Shannon is too, and Cheetah Chrome of the Dead Boys is the A&R fellow, so it's kind of like being on Stiff Records or something, you know.
They've already put out some really cool records, I know, so far.
They have, yeah.
Coming out, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm glad that they're putting it out.
All right, well, I'm
glad anybody's putting it out, really.
Yeah, that's good. Get your record out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop talking. Would you be willing to play a tune
I would
for
be
us
willing to play
people
a song.
Taste of what
right.
they may hear?
Sure.
All right, here's Paul Birch.
I couldn't get a witness, no matter how I tried. Now they're digging deep, and the scaffold's high. Couldn't get a witness, and what I say is true. But when they're done with me and cut me loose, they're coming for you. I couldn't get a witness, and they got a hold of my file from the FBI. They found both my wives June and July. They talked to my neighbors, people on the street. They wouldn't say show, but the likeness could have been me. I couldn't get a witness. I'm gonna fight like an angel to my last breath. I'm going down in an unmarked grave, paying your debt. I see that silver dagger turning in your palm. You're gonna read my letter or stab me in the heart. I couldn't get a witness. I'd like to report a theft. Someone took the rope that was around my neck. I couldn't get a witness. The trail went cold. The judge threw down, and she let me go. I couldn't get a witness. Well, I couldn't get a witness. Now I'm on the run. I turned evidence of what you done. Made one false move. You thought you got away clean. All you left a witness, and the witness was me. I couldn't get a witness. Woo! Couldn't get a witness. Thank you.
Yeah. That's Paul Birch here on the Roots Music Project live in the studio. And I can, maybe can guess the name of that one, but what's the name of that one, Paul?
Right. That was called The Queen's... No, that's called Couldn't Get a Witness.
All right. Fantastic song. Is that on the new record?
It is on the new one.
Fantastic. New record coming out from Paul Birch. And if you would like to hear songs like that live tonight, he is playing as part of the Ypsilanti Songwriting Festival happening tonight at Woodruff's right here in the great city of Ypsilanti. It is a free show, so there is absolutely no reason that all of you can't come out and see that show tonight. Also on the bill, Peter Case. Now, wait, should we go back and forth, Peter? Do you want to?
Whatever you feel like.
I got these guys around the table.
It's
like a dream come true. On one side, I have Paul Birch. On the other side, it's Peter Case. So, Peter, welcome to Ypsilanti. Is this your first time here?
No. I've been here a few times before. I used to come here and play at a store.
Rubber Soul.
Rubber
right.
Soul.
That's right.
I did some gigs over there, Ypsilanti Bob and the gang over there. So.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be there tonight.
I hope so.
So this is a songwriting festival, and I know that you have done some songwriting workshops yourself. Is that right?
Yeah, I did. I have done and hope to do more, you know. So I started teaching songwriting at McCabe's Guitar Shop, which is right. Sort of a folk-friendly guitar store out in San, you know, one of the great, you know, acoustic guitar shops in the country. Really, it's been there for a long time. But I started teaching there in about 2000, so I did that for quite a while. And I learned about a little while that you can't teach songwriting, but I kept doing it anyhow. You can take people that are already writing songs and sort of help them, find some ways to solve their problems.
All right. So how did you learn to write songs? You just started doing it, listening to other songs?
It took me quite a few years before I ever wrote a song that anybody wanted to hear twice, you know?
Including
yourself?
It was a big day
when somebody asked me, you know that one, Just Hanging On, play that again.
Yeah.
And that was about 5 years. But, a lot of different weird, you know, I had a lot of teachers, but they were mostly there was a guy in my neighborhood that wrote songs and he just kind of sang them around the neighborhood. And so he was a guy, he was like a older cat, and he was a big influence on me. And then, you know, a lot of different people that, as I went along, you know, I picked up this, that, and the other thing from people, you know. I was in a band called The Nerves for a while. That guy
right.
was a pretty good songwriter. I was already writing by then, but we, you know, kind of developed a method of writing songs, you know, different things, you know.
And if the big trivia kind of thing that you might hear about The Nerves, you know, if you hear one thing about The Nerves, beside the fact that Peter Case was in there, is that there was this song that you guys did that became a hit later for Blondie, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it was a million selling, sold 7 million copies, called Hanging on the Telephone.
Yeah, so you...
I forgot
most
to
people
have
know
a
that
writer's
you.
Credit on that song.
I see.
I did promote it for quite a while. In fact, I was responsible for getting it to Blondie.
Really?
Through my pal Jeffrey Lee Pierce. From the Gun Club, but that's another story.
All right. Well, maybe would you like to play a tune for us?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, give you the microphone here. Here's Peter Case.
All right. You picking me up in there, out there? Okay, here's a song, kind of my life story in a 3-minute song, but the point, everybody's got a story, so the point of this one's like, who's going to go your crooked mile? Left my mother's house at 15 with a diamond suit of clothes. Just woke up, I won't sound like this tonight. Said to hitch the first car and ride to where it goes. Who's gonna go your crooked mile? Well, I got to New York City where they looked me up and down. At Knife Point off St. Mark's Place, I gave up the crowd. Ooh, it's gonna get your crooked mouth. Who's gonna go
you crooked mind. Who's gonna haul you load? It's gonna come out in the top, find you on that road. Tell me who. It's gonna go your crooked mind. Tell me who. Gonna go your crooked mind. Well, out in California, I was spinning neath blue skies when I fell hard off for a girl with raindrops in her eyes. But who gonna go y'all crooked? Who's gonna hold your lily white hand? Who's gonna drive you down? Who's gonna be your morning dove and kiss you on your mouth? Woo, oh, they won't sound like that tonight. Go your crooked mind. Who's gonna go your crooked mind? Who's gonna haul you load? Who's gonna come out in the night, find you on that run was over, I fell on my knees, and I felt the touch of the Holy Ghost when I said, Jesus, please, who's gonna go your crooked mind? Well, my way sure runs crooked, the highway's up above. I finally can't see this world is love. Who gonna go your crooked mind? Who's gonna go your crooked mind? Who's gonna haul you low? Who's gonna come out in the night, find you on your road? Tell me who gonna go your crooked. Go your crooked mind. Oh, damn, ooh, yeah. Gonna go your crooked mind. Tell me who. Gonna go your crooked
Peter Case on the Roots Music Project live in the studio. Sounding good, Peter. That was fantastic.
Hey, man, I just got to say, man, I feel like sometimes when I do these radio interviews in the morning, that it actually has a negative effect sometimes. My voice doesn't sound like this. It sounds better after five.
You know? It sounds good to me, Peter. Like, don't worry.
It's like scary to do a thing before. You know. Sometimes I come in and I'm so hoarse.
Before breakfast, right?
Yeah, it totally.
Well, it sounded good, man. It sounded really good, and we appreciate you getting up early.
This kind of thing, but it just wasn't coming.
This is a warm-up for tonight, so you get things moving. You know, you get the blood flowing. Peter Case is going to be headlining the Ypsilanti Songwriting Festival festivities tonight at Woodruff's right here in Ypsilanti. He's going on around 11. The festivities kick off around 9 p.m. Paul Birch is going to be opening the show after a Q&A with Peter. So we're going to go back to Paul. Sorry to make you follow that, Paul.
That's all right.
I wanted to ask you about something that I read that seems sort of unlikely, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but you're taking part. You have a song that our First Lady has kind of commissioned a record.
Yes.
Can you tell us about this?
Yes. The First Lady has a long-running program called Let's Move, which is about teaching kids the importance of exercise and eating healthy. And there's a group called Hip Hop for Public Health that has been doing a lot of the same work kind of parallel to that. And they went to a lot of different artists, including me, to come up with songs for a new project about getting the word out for kids to teach their parents about exercise. Yeah. And so I contributed a song to the record with Fats and some of my other band members and some kids from the neighborhood. And the song got on the record, which is coming out September 30th. Really? It's going to be one of the first free albums on iTunes.
Really?
Well, at least that's what iTunes is calling it. I'll let them do that. I thought my records were free the whole time, but evidently this is the first free record on iTunes. But we're also going to New York on Monday to have a concert with all the performers. So
wow.
I'm really excited about it.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm
very,
cool.
very touched, and we're all going, and really appreciative of their enthusiasm, and it's for a great cause. So. Yeah. That's where we'll be, yeah.
How about that? Paul Birch.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Michelle Obama together
right.
at last.
I know. And, yeah, it sounds more like a Otha Turner kind of groove than hip-hop, but I think it'll work just fine. I wish I brought it with me. Sadly, I did not. But,
well, I'll check it out.
It'll be free.
It's out
on Monday for free, right. So something I can afford as well.
Cool. Well, you know, also I just wanted to mention, since we last saw you here, your record with the Waco Brothers,
yeah.
It came out at long last.
It did.
It was well worth the wait.
Well, thanks.
So people should go out and check that out. I've been, every time I've talked to Paul for, you know, many years, I've been bugging him. When is that record going to come out? And it finally did.
It finally did, right.
And what is it, the 14th greatest, 7th greatest?
I don't know if it ever.
37th greatest rock album.
I kept saying before it came out that we were aiming to be like the 18th best rock and roll record ever.
I think you're right in there.
But we forgot to I said we should do a contest or something like that. I was inviting people to disagree with us, which is usually the easiest thing to do. But I think we actually forgot to do that.
I guess.
But hopefully they'll
be follow up.
They'll disagreeing privately rather than publicly. So.
I know it sounds great. Like I said, I hate to make you follow that. What was a great performance by Peter here? But you mind playing another tune for us? Your
sure.
choice.
Sure. I'll play one. What do you give a melancholy baby? Nothing or everything. If that diamond ring don't shine, too loose, too tight. Have you ever been a day with a melancholy baby? Flying with the satellites. Together you'll sing till the wax melts from your wings. And you're rushing back to the ground, laugh as you go down. And you'll wonder when in company, when talk turns to lovers never heard of, and privacy and rendezvous that were there for the taking. Tell me now whose heart is breaking. Behind every melancholy baby is a blue boy or blue girl, watching the crashing waves from shore. Pick up the shells and put them on the kitchen sink. Think of the ocean when you take a drink. Talk to the lover of a melancholy baby. Don't it make you cry? When it seems it takes more than it's given. Maybe so, says I, but you know, it's the difference between life and living. I love a melancholy baby. I love a melancholy baby. I love a melancholy baby.
Beautiful,
thank you.
Beautiful. That's Paul Birch, B-U-R-C-H. No I in there. Paul Birch. What's that one called, Paul?
That's called I Love a Melancholy Baby.
He's got good titles. Paul Birch, he's going to be opening up the performances tonight.
I learned that from Whitfield Barrett, you know, Barrett and Strong. Barrett Strong or Whitfield and...
Yeah, from Motown
names
here.
Exactly.
Barrett Strong, yeah.
What's that? I just have it.
Having
a good title.
A title
right.
that really fits
right.
the song, right?
like titles,
money, right?
Right, right.
That's what I want.
Right. Poor Barrett. Didn't get it.
Yeah. Paul Birch playing tonight, opening up for Peter Case at the Ypsilanti Songwriting Festival. It is a free show put on by the Ypsilanti District Library. They do this every year. You should come out tonight. It's going to be a great show. I'll be emceeing that show. Don't let that keep you away. And then Peter Case is going to close out the whole thing. And Peter Case, along with Paul Birch, are with me here in the studio. And Peter, I wanted to ask you about something that I thought was pretty cool. I saw on the interwebs that you just got to open for and sit in with John Prine, right? How did that go? told me he's one of your favorite songwriters. So.
He's just a great songwriter and a great guy. Yeah, it went great. You know, it's a super fun audience to play for.
Yeah.
The John Prine audience. So it was really fun. I've done it a number of times over the years. It seems like every couple of years I'm doing some gigs with him. We wrote a couple of songs in the, I guess it was in the 90s or something. Mm-hmm. And I met him at a folk festival back in the 80s. And so we go back a ways, you know. Yeah, it's really fun playing. I mean,
And he's got a good band, too, right?
He's got a killer band, and like, boy, he's got the catalog, you know, like just like one after another, heartbreaking, great material, and funny, you know.
All right, so since it's a songwriting festival, we know John Prine is, you know, he's a person a lot of people look up to. Who else is on your list of people that you looked up to when you started writing songs? I know that's a hard question, but.
You know, Bob Dylan, Jagger and Richards, I think are really great songwriters. You know, like when those early Stones records where they wrote stuff like Heart of Stone. And,
not to get underrated. On the high horse, but yeah, they are. You know, everyone talks about the Stones and everyone knows how great they are. And, you know, but they rarely talk about the songwriting, which they have an incredible catalog of songs.
Yeah, they got an incredible catalog of songs with some really far out premises and stuff. Some of them are really great. Backstreet Girl and stuff. And,
right.
You know, where they create characters and put across a great song with a lot of detail. I just spent my life listening to records, you know, trying to think, you know, great songwriting. You know, and Bob Dylan, I just keep going back to that because he's just like such a phenomenon. I mean, everybody goes back to that, but it's just like, it's just so super. And like, you know, there's nobody that's told us more. Like, people talk about how he's a mystery, which is true, but like there's nobody that's really kind of told everybody more about where he's coming from and what he's doing than him. And it doesn't seem to help. It's like so deep, you know.
Have you crossed paths with him in your travels?
Well, yeah, you know, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, would you like to play a song?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear another one from Peter Kay.
You better turn this up because it's going to be kind of quieter than that last mess. So here we go. Down your street we come humming, swinging a tune, returning to your place in the late afternoon. Sweet summer gone, sky blue and cool, breathless and bold like two kids out of school. I hear your voice everywhere I go, everywhere I go. Climbing the stairs, up to your floor, kissing your hallway, unlocking the door. Dreams coming true, it's about time as the light starts falling and the mission bells chime. I hear your voice everywhere I go, everywhere I go, everywhere I go. Well, we stood there in front of the club on your street, just separated by a couple of feet. So glad to be living this moment to see, in the glow of your presence I'm finally free. Surrounds us with five kinds of light, neon sunset, the traffic at night, the look in your eyes, the lift of your talk, the spark from your ashes and your heels on the walk. Magic returned on the injured line, need the radio tower and the power light shine on the J by the stairs, need the trees in the park, on the corner and lean against walls in the dark. I hear your voice everywhere I go, everywhere I go,
I go, everywhere I go. You only live once or twice, I heard you say. I hear you speaking when I'm far away. Well, I'm coming back in a week or two, and when I get there, I'll be looking for you. I hear your voice everywhere I go. I hear your voice everywhere I go. Everywhere I go.
Peter Case here on the Roots Music Project, 89.1 WEMU. Sounded great, Peter. What's that one called?
It's called Blues for the Rhythm.
Oh, gotcha. All right. We'll go back to Paul here, who's opening up the show for Peter. There was another question I wanted to ask.
Ask away, Jeremy.
Well, you got to you were talking about Fats Kaplan, and he plays in your band, also plays with Jack White. Now you got to go play a show at Jack White's big Emporium, right?
We did. We played in how did you know that? We played at
I heard a rumor. Actually, the guy whose guitar you're playing was at that show.
Okay. Did he like the show?
And he's sad he can't be here today for he's playing a gig, but he lent his guitar.
Thank you. We did, and we played, supported the record release for Pokey LaFarge, who's a good acquaintance of mine, big fan of Pokey, great guy, great band. And he had just put out a record on Third Man and asked us to open. And we had a great time. I mean, I'm kind of casual friends with the folks at Third Man. I don't know them real well, but they're really sweet people. And
well, you know, and Jack is a former... Detroiter.
He is, right.
We used to see him around here a lot.
But it was terrific, you know, because he's he really wants to make the musicians comfortable, and it was a full crowd and great sounding stage, and yeah, it was a great time.
And you've got this is, you know, for people who are into Michigan music, there's this guy named Dominic John Davis who's recently come down to Nashville's playing with Jack White. You've been playing with him a little bit.
He has, right? He's a wonderful bassist. Upright is his specialty, and we have a lot of the same loves in music. And he and Fats and I are going to go on tour for the record in November.
Cool.
It's a really interesting community, you know, in Nashville. Although the country music world is happening there as usual, I really liked it because it's a very easy place to get around. You know, I mean, there's a studio everywhere, and there's people who love all kinds of music. And you know, for someone like me, maybe and Peter too. You know, after you know what it is that you or how you like to play and the kinds of music you're interested in, a place like Nashville is a great resource because if you need a great engineer or you need, you know, all the different things that go into creating an environment for yourself to have, you know, to sort of both push yourself and be very comfortable. You know, it's like, I think the thing about Nashville is, on one hand, it's thought of as a place where no one makes mistakes, but it's actually a place where you can create an environment where you're free to make mistakes, you know, and that's the kind of thing that a lot of, you know, people coming to Nashville have to sort of figure out. Do they want to be thought of as someone that's perfect, or are they after something that's performance? And for me, I'm interested in the performance, which is, you know, always going to have so-called mistakes, you know, but you get to some, you know, I think if you love to play, you're looking for some point where you don't, you know, they go by so fast, you know, they don't like completely derail you, but if whatever you do that you wish you could have not missed, that goes by so fast and it doesn't, you know, it's just like a train going over a pebble. You feel it, but you don't really notice, you know, you don't get completely whacked by it.
Derailed,
that's a good job. So it's been a good place for me, and I mean, all the people you mentioned, the folks at Third Man and Dominic and Fats and my other cohorts down there, you know, we're kind of in the same boat, you know. We just, after a while, you have to wake up and figure this is what you want to do and this is what you love to do, and whether you make any money at it or not, that's always a question, but it's more like how do you get to, you know, an environment where you feel like you're getting stronger as a writer and a singer and all that, you know, whatever it is that you do.
All right. Well, there's some somewhat rare kind words for Nashville. You know, you hear a lot of bad things, but you know, there's so much good music down there.
I think
so
it's great.
Musicians.
I think it's great. You know, it's a really all, you know, if you, yeah. I mean, it's all right. You know, it depends on what you want out of it. You know,
it's Music City.
Yeah, and I think if you're going to fill some big hole in yourself, you're probably not going to find anything to fill it, you know.
It's kind of true everywhere you go.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
You take that hole wherever
you
could
say that if you want to be an actor and going to New York or Los Angeles or something. It just happens to be that, you know, this if you love songs, whether you're an arranger or a writer, almost doesn't really matter. If that's how what makes you come alive, then, you know, it's a great place to be.
All right, well, I want to get a couple more in from you guys before we're done here.
Sure.
So maybe another, you know, maybe slightly imperfect live
Yeah,
performance
that's,
from Paul Birch here.
I excel at imperfection.
All right, Paul Birch.
Yeah, right. Thank you. There's one right there. I got a whole lot of loving I've been saving up. I'm gonna give it away. I'll take the first good offer that comes my way. I'm gonna give it away. I'd rather let it go for free than give it up for a dime. I'm gonna make somebody's day and give it away. If you don't want me around when the sun goes down, I'm gonna give it away. And when the eagle flies, if you ain't made up your mind, I'm gonna give it away. And if it ain't true love, it'll be alright, 'cause I've been waiting on true love all night. Yes, I've been saving, and now it's raining, I'm gonna give it away. Don't you know I'm only telling you so? Don't you do it, don't you do it. Here's your fate, you're gonna give or take. Don't you do it, don't you do it. Well, I'm like new money, got a hive full of honey, I'll give it away. Yes, I got too much, who ain't got enough, I'm gonna give it away. You gotta play before you win, ain't gonna tell you again. By Monday noon, if I ain't hear from you, I'm gonna give it away. Yes, I've been saving, and now it's raining, I'm gonna give it away. I'm gonna give it away.
Paul Birch here on the Roots Music Project, co-headlining, I guess I'd say, opening the show tonight for Peter Case.
I'm happy to open the show for Peter Case. I'm a Peter Case fan.
Yeah, did you listen to Peter Case when, you know, we're going to the Plimsolls or anything? When you
I did. Yes is the answer. And I was once a disc jockey, too, at Purdue.
That's right.
Where I went to school. And when Peter was... was spinning all the time.
Thanks for the spins, man.
Hey, man. I think those pennies are coming in your next BMI or Ask Ep Stavin.
I saw that the other day.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Residuals.
Yes, I used to play, definitely, yes.
Cool.
And, yes, that's all I can say.
Well, it's pretty
yes,
awesome
absolutely,
to
yes.
have you guys together on a bill.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
It was just waiting to happen, and it's happening tonight at the Ypsilanti Songwriting Festival. That's at Woodruff's right on Cross Street. Here in Ypsilanti, it is a free show. Paul Birch opening him up, and Peter Case, who's also here with me in the studio, is going to be closing out the show. He's on around 11. Paul's on around 10. There's a Q&A at 9. Come on down. Bring your friends. So, Peter, I wanted to ask you about one tune that I really like, and I'm only asking you about it because I like it. And you don't have to play it or anything like that if you didn't want to, but you have a really cool tune called Every 24 Hours that you recorded a few years ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
and Richard Thompson plays on it.
Right.
But that's kind of like a Life on the Road song. I mean, and that's,
yeah,
I
don't write too many of those kind of songs because they told me not to, actually, when I started out. Don't write about being on the road because Jackson Brown's already done it. You know? Pretty much did it up, you know. But I had to write that one. I mean, I guess the way we all go on tour these days is a lot different from the way everybody used to go on tour with buses and all that kind of thing.
Private
we're not
planes.
Like all these troubadours, like, you know, us guys, like, we're like just, you know, kind of. You know,
and you're doing
it any way we can.
It.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, and that's what that song's about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a cool one, and that was a couple records ago, and then you put out one since then. But what's on the horizon for recording or anything like that?
Well, you know, I'm just writing songs, and you know, I'll put out a record. It's not really a race at this point, except I'm just trying to. You know, I've got a bunch of songs. I want to make sure, you know, that I get some good songs on a record. You know, that's all I'm really trying to do. So I've been writing a bunch, you know. I'm on the road a lot, you know, so I start a lot of things and I got to go home and finish it. Paul might know the feeling, you know. Like the road is like kind of demanding. You're always running around trying to get somewhere.
And going to radio.
You get a lot of, you know, scraps of paper and things started. And, I write while I'm driving down the road and going, you know, that's worse than texting,
yeah.
Actually. But, you know, that kind of thing. So when I get home, I'm hoping, I think, to cut a record this winter and get it out early next year.
And you did put out a recently kind of B-side or rarities thing, right?
Yeah, with Alive Natural Sound put out a thing of a bunch of songs. I went out in my garage and there was like a suitcase out there, and I've been hauling around through about five different places where I live. And I wonder what's in that blue suitcase. I opened up and it was filled with recording tape, and there was a Plimsolls album there, Live at the Whiskey, 1982, and there was like all sorts of stuff in it. And then there was like all these other tapes that I had from different solo things, and so I put them all together and made a solo album called Case Files. You know, kind of a stupid name, but
that's all right.
I took a lot of heat for that. Case Files.
Actually found it in a suitcase. I mean, besides your name,
Totally, man. So that's kind of what I thought about it. But it's
I think it's a great title. Man.
Well, there you
get
go.
Get some new fans, man.
I should move to Nashville, man.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
You know, yeah, so that was the most recent thing I had, you know. It had some stuff I did. It was like demos from my first album that I made with T-Bone Burnett.
Cool.
And there's just all sorts of stuff. A track I did with Stan Ridgway from World of Voodoo and different, you know, live things.
There's a guy that we should invite to the Songwriter Festival.
No kidding, man. There's a songwriter I really love,
yeah.
Stan Ridgway, man. He's really
unheralded.
I just saw him play a couple weeks ago, and he was so great, man, up in San Francisco. And he opened up the show with a song called Roadblock. And, like, I advise everybody to go on YouTube or something and bring up Roadblock by Stan Ridgway, man. It's like a super great song. It's a really funny song, but really kind of sad and moving and crazy.
I will do that. I'm going to do an ID here, and then if you're willing to play another song, we've got time for one more.
All
but,
right.
But let me tell all the people out there that this is 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti. Listener-supported public radio from Eastern Michigan University. Online at WEMU.org, you are listening to The Roots Music Project with me, your host, Jeremy Baldwin, and right now, live in the studio, Peter Case.
All right. I've ever washed my face, combed my hair, and left this place. Felt a shiver in my chest when I hit the door. The promise of something here worth living for. I had a fight with a woman that had my kids. Can't get along with anyone. What if I did? I'm going back to the corner where we used to meet when our dreams were young and nights were sweet. I'm going out tonight, going way downtown, where my friends who died still hang around. Seawood shaking as the leaves turn brown, season's been and gone. But there's another one coming on, and I'm on my way down. Years ago in the setting sun, I was walking down Union Street. I started to run down into a cellar where the music screamed. I guess it hit me harder than I ever dreamed. In the Palace Theater Hall later on that night, there were miracles in store, but not a soul in sight. Payphone ringing didn't seem so strange. Anything could happen, everything could change. I'm going out tonight, way downtown with my friends hang around. All that moonlight spilling on the ground, the season's been and gone.
gather here, flirt and laugh. Now all my dreams are cut in half. The girls are smoking cigarettes and chewing gum. They just get scared when they see me come. Way downtown, the corner's moved. Sandstone slabs are worn and grooved. Turning black in the first drops of rain. You can smell the earth and sky again. Rattle of the leaves, the locust caw underneath the elms by the schoolyard wall. Summer's over and the fields are tall. The season's been and gone, but there's another one coming. And I'm on my way down.
Peter Case live here in the studio, 89.1 WEMU, The Roots Music Project. That was really beautiful, Peter.
Thank you, man.
And if you like what you heard here this afternoon from Paul Birch and Peter Case live in the studio, you can see a lot more of it tonight at Woodruff's as part of the Ypsilanti Songwriting Festival put on by the Ypsilanti District Library. And it is a free show. So come down to Woodruff's on Cross Street in Ypsilanti tonight. Check these guys out. There'll also be a Q&A with Peter Case. You can ask him all the burning questions you've always wanted to know, and he'll tell you. That's at 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock, Paul Birch goes on. 11 o'clock, Peter Case plays his set. So I just want to thank you guys again
for
getting up early, playing here, playing some songs for the people. It was a privilege for me to be able to sit in
the room. I just want to say, I did a question and answer thing the other day at Erie, Pennsylvania for 12-year-old kids. I had 150 12-year-old kids.
Yeah.
And the questions were, how many cars you got?
It's not about the car.
Do people recognize you when you walk down the street? Sometimes my own family doesn't recognize me whenever.
Well,
so those questions have just been answered.
It's good you could be honest with them. So you can ask your own questions tonight, but thanks so much. And thanks to Matt and JP, the producers
Thank
and
you,
engineers
Matt.
Here. Thanks
Thank
to
you,
Mark
JP.
And Lori and everybody. Thanks to Robbie and Captain Ivory for lending the equipment. And we will be back with some blues here in just a second. So take it away.